Well, good morning, everyone. Concerns over the global mining industry continue to grow after shares in one of the world's biggest miners, Anglo American, fell by more than 10% overnight after the company announced some major restructuring plans. Now, Anglo American said it will shrink its workforce by 63%, or roughly 85,000 people. The firm also plans on selling huge chunks of its operations, consolidating from 6 to 3 businesses. Anglo American has been forced to restructure due to the collapse of commodity prices, which has slashed profits, and analysts suggest the other big miners may soon be forced to follow suit. And speaking of commodity prices, now the price of oil has been hovering at 7-year lows, and this has forced Woodside Petroleum to put its takeover plans on hold. Now in September, Woodside had launched a $12 billion bid for the Papua New Guinea-based oil and gas company Oil Search. However, in a statement to the Australian Securities Exchange yesterday, Woodside said it is not pursuing any alternative transactions to combine the businesses. Oil Search's board had unanimously rejected the proposal in September, calling the bid highly opportunistic. And those low oil prices, as well as that pressure on miners, has led to falls on global markets. Now, a couple of hours before the close, the Dow is trading down around 0.8%. The Nasdaq is 0.1% lower, while the S&P 500 is down 0.6%. In London, the FTSE lost nearly 1.5%. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $38 a barrel. Tapas crude is at $42 a barrel. And gold is trading at $1,073 an ounce. The Australian dollar is currently buying 72 US cents, 66 euro cents and 48 pence sterling.